Welcome to this podcast about Kukak Cannery and Katmai National Park and Preserve in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Kukak Bay is the site of a historical razor clam cannery on the western shore of Shelikof Strait in Katmai National Park and Preserve, approximately 132 miles southwest of Homer and 77 miles northwest of Kodiak, Alaska. The bay extends southwest into the Alaska Peninsula for about 10 miles from Kukak Point on Shelikof Strait. It forms an estuary for several glacier-fed rivers cascading from the Aleutian Range, including the Aguchik River, which flows from an unnamed glacier on the southern flank of Snowy Mountain. The name Kukak originates from the Aleut language and was first recorded by early Russian explorers as Guba Kukak. In 1922, the Hemrick Packing Company of Aberdeen, Washington, began constructing the Kukak Cannery, primarily for canning razor clams, but also for processing salmon. Clams were harvested from a beach 25 miles north at Swickshack, requiring a five-hour boat trip. Between 1923 and 1949, several companies operated the Kukak Cannery. After 2 years, Hemrick's Packing Company leased it to Seashore Packing Company, which processed clams in 1925, 1926, 1927, and 1929. In 1932, Hemrick leased the facility to Pioneer Canneries, Inc. Kukak remained idle in 1933 and 1934. It reopened in 1935 under the name Surf Canneries. The original plant included two cannery buildings, warehouses, a mess house, cabins, bunkhouses, a machine shop, a repair shop, an electric power plant, a wireless station, deep water docks, and two stores. Canning equipment featured scalding machines, conveyors, washing tanks, hoppers, grinding machines, and sealing machines. In 1936, a fire destroyed 11 original buildings at Kukak Cannery, including the main cannery, china house, warehouse, boiler room, carpenter shop, blacksmith shop, tool house, smokehouse, tank house, and both the back and oil docks. The exact number of structures that survived the fire is unclear due to limited archival information and photographs. In 1947, Mainland Fisheries rebuilt the cannery, replacing the burned cannery building with a 40 by 100-foot Quonset hut, rebuilding the loading dock, and rehabilitating the mess hall, store, supply buildings, and bunkhouses. Operations ceased in 1949, and Mainland Fisheries went into receivership in 1951. A 1931 presidential proclamation by Herbert Hoover had expanded Katmai National Monument's boundaries to include the cannery site, placing it under the National Park Service. Little activity occurred along the Katmai coastline between 1949 and 1980, preserving the site's environment. Designated an archaeological historic district in 2003, the remains of the cannery are rapidly deteriorating. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.